Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your great love. And this morning I just think of the great love and the powerful bringing in of disciples that changed. Like, remember the people of the first age of the church age said they are turning the world upside down, but in truth they were bringing the world back to the way it should be. So we thank you, Lord, for the preciousness of disciples. And as we go into the word this morning, in Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 4, verse 18 to 22 from the TPT translation. As he was walking by the shore of Lake Galilee, Jesus noticed two fishermen who were brothers. One was nicknamed Kephas, later called Peter. The other was Andrew, his brother. Watching as they were casting their nets into the water, Jesus called out to them and said, "Come and follow me, and I will transform you into men who catch people for God." Immediately they dropped their nets and left everything behind to follow Jesus. Leaving there, Jesus found three other men sitting in a boat, mending their nets. Two were brothers, Jacob and John, and they were with their father Zebedee. And Jesus called Jacob and John to his side and said to them, "Come and follow me." And at once they left their boat and their father and began to follow Jesus. Jacob was also known as James.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful happening here. And we see this happening, you know, when the Spirit came upon Jesus and he was witnessing, going out and witnessing, going into the desert. That's where we see the picture of a son. He's got his vision, he's fasting, he's got vision, he's not allowing the devil to distract him. So he's enduring to the end, and he's enduring in true worship, worshiping the Father in spirit and in truth as a true worshiper. And then I love, now the first thing that happens after this mighty manifestation of a son of God, in tune with his God, not being distracted, you know, bringing about the very goodness of God on this earth as it is in heaven. We see him, the first thing he does now is make disciples. And these disciples were the ones that were willing to serve him. He says, "I no longer call you servants, I now call you friends." So they went from serving him to friends, and then later on he goes and he says to them, "I go to my God and to your God, to my father and your father." So the Lord knows we are his brothers and we are family from the beginning, but all these qualities are so important. And we see these qualities come forth in the early disciples, and it is so necessary. This is a pattern that we have forgotten. We got a lot of churchgoers, pew warmers, 10% Christians, but we need to be 100% Christians. This is about a life that has been given to us in totality. He fell into the soil and died so he can bear much fruit. And that much fruit is people becoming believers and then becoming disciples and 100% and then bringing the Lord 100% into their life. We've got 100% Savior, a Lord that is there to fill all things, that has got the answers to every area and for every problem, and knows exactly why we were born, and he wants to bring us into the place. We are his workmanship, we are God's workmanship in Christ Jesus, for good works laid out for us. So it's in the relationship, in 100% dedication, dying to self and married to the Lord, that will bring about the close of this church age that Jesus brought about, this wonderful day of salvation where he's Lord of all, and we can delight in him in all your ways, and he will direct our paths. We can rejoice in the Lord always, because every answer, every light for darkness, blessings for curses is only found in him. And that's what disciples are, dedicated, disciplined followers of Jesus, that together with the Lord will close this age, this church age, because disciple also speaks about sons of God led by the Spirit, and creation is waiting for them. So wake up to your calling, stay in tune with your God, and develop on schedule in every area. Bring him in sport, in your work, in your play, in your relationships, in every area. Acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.